This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Now for more on what's in store for the new Fed chair and what the tax bill is going to mean to companies and the economy, we have our weekly wrap, a look at the week that was and what's ahead. Joining us today, we have Lynette Lopez from Business Insider and Sudeep Reddy from Politico. Hi, guys. Thanks for being here.
Hey there.
Hi, how's it going?
I want to start with the news that companies like Goldman Sachs and Citigroup are taking these big earnings hits related to the new tax bill. Goldman's case, $5 billion, Citigroup more than that. Sudeep, can you start us off by just explaining what's going on, what these big numbers represent?
These big numbers are all tied to, for the most part, tied to the money these companies had overseas. That's a big part of what this tax bill is going to do for companies. It's going to remove some of the incentive to keep money parked overseas, and it's going to subject that money to a tax. So you're seeing not just banks, but a lot of other companies recognize this tax and start to book it in their earnings reports, and you're going to see that throughout the early stages of 2018 as well, over and over and over. Now, banks are going to be just fine. They're doing quite well. They're going to see lower tax rates as a result. Most companies are going to see lower tax rates. So the offset will be clear before too long for them. But this is just one of the very, very early stages of what we're going to see of this giant tax bill reshaping the economy step by step, trying to change behavior, change incentives, and do something that's contrary to a lot of the principles that they've held in the past.
All right, Lynette, what is that bigger picture here that we're at the very beginning of? Especially, let's start with for companies. What's the big picture here for them of this tax bill?
The question is whether or not this will actually incentivize companies to bring, so to speak, bring money back to the United States and invest money in the United States rather than raising money off debt markets here, using that to power their businesses in the United States and also keeping money abroad. There is debate between economists on whether or not this tax bill goes far enough. What we do know is that with the money that they will repatriate from abroad, they can do in a wide array of things. You know, if you listen to the Trump administration, they'll tell you that companies will reinvest that and actually create wage growth and give people jobs and all that stuff. But what we've learned from the past, like when George W. Bush did this whole tax repatriation situation, is that for the most part, companies use this to buy back stock and, you know, other internal things that benefit the company, like compensated executives, things that we don't really see in the economy. And quite frankly, most economists you talk to, whether it's Goldman Sachs itself or Paul Krugman, is kind of meh about what this tax bill will do for the economy. You know, the stock market has been pricing it in for months. That's why we've seen this amazing rally in 2017. And so the question is, how long will that last? Will companies like Goldman Sachs take a temporary hiccup before, you know, settling into the new regime? But overall, it doesn't seem like it's going to be earth-shattering yet.
So a big meh from Lynette. What about you, Sudeep? What do you think the impact might be on the economy?
You know, President Trump signed this thing a week ago, and we're already seeing these effects, not just from these big banks and big corporations, but this week, homeowners across the country in high-tax states have been scrambling to figure out whether they can try to get a tax break by paying their 2018 property taxes. Yeah, well, it's just crazy. It's like who expected that during a holiday week? And so all of that is just in the first week. In the first week, we're starting to see these effects. And so the reason tax legislation is so important, tax policy is so important, is because it changes behavior and changes a lot of the underlying factors driving the economy. So we're definitely going to see significant changes in 2018. We don't yet know whether more of them are going to be on balance better than worse, but that's what we're going to have to watch for, is how much and how quickly this ripples through the economy.
Where are you guys going to be watching? Where are you guys going to be watching?
I'm going to be watching the political situation here because, like, this bill will be challenged, you know. As we've been saying, this is an attempt to change behavior. And the changes that people don't like, they're going to fight. Guys like, you know, Governor Andrew Cuomo from New York is trying to figure out how to fight the bill in terms of, you know, what it does to his constituency. Now we know that people in high tax states like California, New York, New Jersey aren't going to be able to deduct their state and local taxes up to after $10,000, and that is a huge issue for some of these states. So expect to see this to become a point where, you know, politicians who want to make their name and get out there for whether it's 2018 or 2020 or whatever, they're going to stake their reputations on this. And so this will be a flashpoint for political arguments for the next whatever.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Happy New Year. We've got Lynette Lopez from Business Insider and Sudeep Reddy from Politico.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.